You have filed, and I believe have presented in committee, a bill to audit the death penalty here in Missouri?
To audit the cost of the death penalty, yes. Essentially what the bill does is authorizes the auditor to create a one-time report that compares the cost of first-degree murder with a sentence of death to first-degree murder where the death penalty was sought but life in prison was the sentence versus first-degree murder where life in prison without parole was sought and sentenced. So three different comparisons.
This is something I think would think of as something that's would take some time?
Yeah, it's going to take 2 years. The report won't be due until 2015. But if we can get the bill to pass, at least in an economic situation that we're in, where we're not fully funding our schools, where we're seriously lacking in investment in the infrastructure of the state, if we're spending an inordinate amount of time on a very small population, we ought to take a good look at it.
This, I would think of as fitting in with the potential rewrite of the criminal code in the state.
I think it dovetails very nicely with that. We will probably pass a bill this year with the rewrite of the criminal code. And that needs to be done, too. So when we start talking about the criminal justice system in the state, we all take a serious look at it. We have a lot of people incarcerated in the state.
And this, again, when you talk about the cost involved, you talk about the money spent on education, the fact that funding has been frozen on education for the last couple of years, it's a situation where everything has to be under the microscope.
Everything. Just by the current foundation formula, I think we're underfunding our schools by almost $600 million. So a lot of that, we need to be investing in our kids and not, I'm not saying that criminals don't deserve to go to jail. We need to take a good look at how we're allocating those resources.